Now, this band that we're getting ready to feature, or bands, we'll start with one, though. They had a certain 70s vibe that was unmistakable, that was very powerful, that attracted many, many people, especially around these parts. In the 80s, they were transformed into 100% image, 100% marketing via MTV. And after that, after 1986, 87, they have completely lost their way. We're speaking of ZZ Top.
Oh.
ZZ Top, who had so many great records prior to the MTV thing happening.
Such an awesome band.
Yeah, now I wasn't aware of the earlier stuff until I probably started hanging around you guys. But because I was introduced to them like via Eliminator.
So was I.
You know?
I mean, no, I mean, I remember like LaGrange and their hits.
Yeah, but I didn't listen to the whole. Yeah, I didn't know the records, the whole records, you know? It was just certain songs.
But you don't remember Rio Grande Mud?
No, I had my buddy had ZZ Top's Greatest Hits, which was right before Eliminator came out, so we knew the 70s hits.
But here for 25 years or so, they've been a joke, a punchline. Now, they've toured well. I think they've done well hitting the road and everything,
well,
and they still have their loyal
band.
Fans. Yeah, they have been a bit banned. Well, I think they're tired of it. And they've seen the error of their ways. And so when you do see the error of your ways, as far as a band goes, and you can afford this guy, who do you turn to? Where do you go? And say, man, we need help.
Rick Rubin.
You turn to Rick Rubin, the super producer.
Yeah, and all he's going to do is set up a few microphones, roll tape, hit record, and say, okay. You guys play.
He is the minimalist producer. Strips everything down.
He strips it down, and it's all about the performance.
Yes. Yeah.
The performance and the tones and the sound. But, yeah, it's not a lot of overproduction with that guy.
And as he has said in interviews concerning this new record, La Futura, or The Future, he said that he met with the guys, and they were like, are you familiar with our old stuff? To which he said, of course. Do you like our old stuff? Yes, I do. Do you like our new stuff? Which he said, absolutely not. And they said, well, we want...
Neither do we, huh?
Yeah, we need you. And he said, all right, well, let's see the songs you got and let's go. So...
Well, this is all going to come down to the songs.
Mm-hmm.
If they have good songs, they will make a good record. If they don't, they won't. It's that simple.
Yeah, well, I think you're exactly right. Well, I've sampled quite a few of these songs, and as much as I was... ants are just chomping at the bits to play these songs and hate them, I don't know if that's possible, because this is really, really interesting what Rick Rubin has done with these guys. So the album dropped yesterday, La Futura, and we will start off with the song Chartreuse from old ZZ Top or new ZZ Top?
Snake.
Does it already not sound like Tush Jr.?
Yeah.
That song sucks.
I like it.
No. No, no, no.
Why?
Come up with something better than that.
What's wrong with that?
It's a shuffle.
Okay, yeah, he doesn't like the
feel. You don't like shuffles, but forget that. I know that you hate shuffles.
That's a nice groove shuffle, but there is nothing there. There is no substance there. Give us something.
You're wrong.
Else.
You're wrong.
I am not.
You're an idiot.
I am not.
I thought that is really
cool.
I am
not. No, there's nothing cool about it.
Because you hate shuffles. Take that out of the mix.
Play another one.
You would hate it if Jesus...
I like
Jesus...
Statesboro Blues. That's a shuffle.
Okay,
I like,
that's...
I like Done Somebody Wrong. That's a shuffle.
Do you like that at all? I mean, to me, it sounds like old ZZ Top.
Yeah, it sounds
like ZZ Top trying to sound like old ZZ Top.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
It sounds pretty blenderized. It's like, here's a piece of this, kind of slapped together. I mean, it's so much better. I like the way it sounds. There's no question.
Yeah.
It sounds so much better than that crap they were putting out with all the digital drums and synth bass and all that. It sounds like a band. It sounds better, but I'm kind of with Mike. I don't think the song's that good, but it does sound cool.
Okay. God, you guys are so hard to please. I do believe that they have combined old with their 80s and written themselves a song that might actually get played on the radio. This is as close to a pop song as I think that they've written in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who would play it, but there are certain elements, especially the high-flying chorus they got here. Matter of fact, the song is called Flying High.
Yeah. Thanks for gluing two equally bad parts together to make one incredibly terrible song. Like, this is okay. Lyrics suck, by the way. But
okay.
That sounds kind of cool.
But, I mean, Eliminator lyrics were not...
No.
Lyrically, they've never been a good band.
This is not a cerebral lyrical band.
Well, no, and they never have been, so you can't even bring up lyrics.
That part's pretty cool, but what was that chorus? Where did that come from?
I know, it's completely different, but that's the first hook they've probably had since Eliminator.
I didn't hate that. It was better than the first one, but...
God, I thought the first one was...
Random cowbell in there.
You're so harsh. You're so mean.
He hates Frank Beard.
I really do not.
I am pulling for ZZ Top.
I don't think you are.
I am.
I hate him.
I love ZZ Top.
You're a jerk.
You're a ZZ Top jerk.
You are, man.
And I'm pulling for ZZ Top. But they need to come up with something better than this.
God.
And I'm really hoping they can.
Q102 ain't here anymore, so they're not going to be played on the radio. You know, there's no more album rock stations. So just take it with a grain of salt. Realize these men are your age. Okay? It's tough to make a good record. And cut the old effers some slack.
I am.
God, you're so critical. This is not going to be LaGrange. Okay?
I don't think.
But at the same time, this is not
terrible.
I don't
think it's wrong to expect better than. I know that that last one was not terrible, but I don't think it's. I'm out of line to expect and hope for something better than this.
Yeah, I want this to be better. I mean, if they're going to make this big deal and go in there with Ruben, the tunes need to be better than this.
Yes, they do, Corby.
You want to shut up?
They just don't have any songs here.
You want to hear the single?
Yes, please.
Called 25 Lighters, because 24 just isn't enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Man, I don't dig this guitar sound either.
Well, I do. I like that.
God. No!
So mean.
25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. A 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got. is for my 25 folks.
Gonna break the bank. That is a little wicked guitar sound.
It's all distortion.
It's cool. Sounds like Jack White. This is a cover of a...
When
I was in middle school, this was like the most popular rap song.
Yes, there's a couple of rappers down in Houston who wrote this song. And basically, yes. ZZ Top did something. This is a remake.
Fat
Pat. Yes, this is a remake of that. But it's also a remake of a ZZ Top song that was originally called 25 Lighters. Now they're calling it Gotta Get Paid.
Uh-huh.
But this is their reboot of it. Something that they wanted to redo and have Rick Rubin involved in it. So that's what this is. But I don't mind the...
That's pretty cool. I don't mind that one.
You don't like the blues lick or just the sound of the guitar?
No. I like that song. That's not bad. I don't hate that. I just don't dig this guitar sound he's got. It's too Mesa Boogie.
25-12s in the trunks to bang. Oh, won't.
Fat Pat.
Does he gargle lava before he goes to bed?
Hold that thought for the next one.
Or magma.
Yes, sir. I got to get paid.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Okay.
That sounds like it's all
here.
Together, you know?
Yeah.
It's all the parts are working together there. That's pretty good.
Well, there you go.
You played here, Corby.
I cannot believe I'm sitting here taking up for ZZ Top.
It's wonderful.
But I am. I like all those songs that the kids play.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I didn't mind it at all.
The kids play? Kids haven't even heard of ZZ Top.
Yeah, I know. You familiar with ZZ Top, Jake?
Yeah, but I think...
Like the
bit
shark dress man
all
and all that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't be doing yourself a disservice by going back and picking up the early ZZ Top.
Yeah, when you guys, for some reason, you guys played some of it a few months back, and I was blown away.
Start with their first album.
Yeah, and then call us.
You guys check out Fat Pat.
Deal. Deal. The other album that dropped here in the last week was the Bob Dylan record, Tempest. Many people are saying this is the last record that Bob Dylan will ever make. At the age of 71, that he put his heart and soul into this thing.
A lot of people are happy about it.
I would say more than most are happy about it.
Happy that this might be his last he's got a new one out at all?
Let me tell you who the happiest people are that this may be his last record. Music critics.
So they can stop saying nice things about it?
Yes, and giving it 4 stars and saying this is the best Dylan record in years after each one comes out. And, you know, we just mentioned ZZ Top and how poor their lyrics are and always have been. Which, I'm one of those guys that's not looking that deep into lyrics. If you want to talk about ass crack, I'm kind of cool with that, if that's your thing. But it's a little more than that with Dylan, and dig
ass
deep.
Ass crack is not my thing.
And they dig deep.
I want
and
better.
They dig deep, and whatever. I mean, I agree that the Bob Dylan stuff, some of it's deep, some of it's whatever you want to make of it. But I care about the sound more than the lyrics. And the sound, for these many years, has been terrible.
In your opinion?
Stop it right now. Now,
yeah. What am I doing? What
you
are you
said
saying?
You would never do this.
Well, what sound? What sound are you talking about?
I'm talking about the sound of a guy who sounds like every waking second.
All right, the sound of his voice, maybe, but the sound of his records is okay. He's got a good band with him and everything.
Great.
I think these songs are okay that he's been turning out here recently.
That's awesome. You know what? You could put the Stones and Craig Miller could sing the songs, and the songs would suck because he can't sing.
No.
Oh, really?
Not really.
Ooh. So you care more about...
Jack Flash, it's a guess. Ooh.
I don't know, I kind of like to hear it.
The voice is the most important part of a band. If the voice is terrible...
I don't disagree with
then
this.
Then it takes away
I'm just saying when you say the sound, Or when you talk about the record as a whole, you're talking about more than just the voice.
Okay. He's never going to sound like he did on Lay Lady Lay. He is a blues man. He is, the joke was made that my old Louis Armstrong impression is now my Bob Dylan impression.
Right, and that's true.
That's what he has become. He fancies himself as an old blues man.
And all I want him to do is clear his throat.
Okay, you've got him slotted.
Oh, yeah, because the voice sounds so good. You're taking up for him again.
I'm taking up
I wish we had the tape.
I wish you'd shut up for 5 seconds. Let me speak.
Go ahead.
Let the man age and be what he is. He's never going to sing like that again.
I realize that. Then
he's
stop singing.
He's changing his style. Yeah. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's terrible.
Don't compare him to what he used to be. This is what he is now.
I know, and that's the reason he's playing the Granada instead of playing bigger places. Because he can't sing.
Well, maybe the reason is because he wants to. He wants to play those.
Grow up, Mike. The new album, Tempest. Now, I will say this. I think this song, if he had his Nashville Skyline voice, dude, this would be an incredible song. But unfortunately, he sounds like Louis Armstrong. This is called Pay With Blood.
They strip your useless hopes away. The more I take, the more I give. The more I die, the more I live. I got something in my pocket, make your eyeballs sweet. The dogs can tear you limb from limb. I'm circling around the southern zone.
It's just hard for me to listen to that. Like, put it in my car and be like, I want to crank the new Bob Dylan record.
It's a good song, though.
That's what I said. I said the same thing. It's a great song. He just can't do
it. Look, man, people, Corby, 45 years ago, were saying the same thing that you're saying now. It's like, man, great song, but I hate that dude's voice.
Okay.
That's why it took people like the Byrds.
Right.
And others to bring Bob Dylan to the forefront for the youth of America back then.
Right.
Because he was just too rough around the edges for mass consumption.
Right. And even Johnny Cash retained Johnny Cash. You know? Yeah. But if you put somebody from if you put someone who was Austin Powers did, who was frozen in 1968 and then was de-thawed right now and played this for him, and he was a big Bob Dylan fan, unrecognizable. That's what I don't like.
Well, I remember, Corby, when we were going over that final Rick Rubin-produced Johnny Cash record, you were really, really hard on him, saying that he should have given it up.
Right,
because
he sounded like...
And I found that to be a beautiful record.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I ripped it, but he still retained Johnny Cash. He was still...
His voice was falling apart, but maybe not so much with the Dylan stuff, but there was a certain fragility and sadness to what Johnny was going
through. He's dying. He literally was dying. That was his last record. And that's the problem I had. I don't know, it creeped me out more than anything.
He was chronicling the process.
Yes. Yeah. But with Dylan, you know, it's part of the beauty of Mick Jagger. It's part of the beauty of Rod Stewart, if you want to go that far. Or David Bowie and these guys. They still have their voice. He doesn't have his voice. And no matter how pretty the song is, it's terrible because his voice is terrible. No matter if you want to consider him a blues man or what, it's awful. And you sat right there in that chair, well, in the other building, like 3 years ago, whenever his last record came out, and you said, I won't defend him anymore. And look at you now.
Well, I'm listening to that tune, and that's a really good tune. No, he doesn't have the same voice that he did,
right.
But that's a really cool song.
Exactly. But I just need
I could understand the words, I'm sure the lyrics are beautiful.
Right. I just can't handle...
But I'm not going to get in here and just completely destroy the guy because
exactly.
He can't sing.
Right.
And he's like never been able to sing.
And this is the problem.
I mean, I'm not mad.
This is the problem.
Like you are.
This is the problem that the critics face. Because it is Bob Dylan. You want to kiss his ass because of how influential he always was and how it's sacrilege to even say a bad word about him at all, which you guys fall into that camp. You're scared of it.
That's not true.
No, you're going to go out with your buddies. They're going to be like, dude, you didn't like Dylan, man.
I guarantee you there's three or four stinkers on this album. That'll be like, that's horrible. That was good. What you just played me was really good.
And you know how there's a reason I played that.
You know how many
I picked the best song.
Do you know how many conversations I have with people about Bob Dylan? Almost none.
Right.
And when I do, they're with the youth of America.
Right. All right, well, here is the, here's the, or not the title track, the Tempest, because Tempest is like 15 minutes long, but this is.
Oh, no, really?
The one, yeah, this is the one that he's pumping the most. It's called Duquesne Whistle. I had to fast forward a minute in because the buildup is a little slow.
Maybe it's a Duquan whistle.
Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing.
No, it's not a Wire song.
Blowing like's gonna sweep my world away.
Was he in The Wire?
I'm gonna stop in Carbondale and keep on going. That Duquesne train gonna ride me night and day.
His voice sounds pretty good on this one.
You say I'm a gambler. You say I'm a pimp.
Listen to that.
But I ain't neither one.
Whoa, Corby, it's a style of singing.
Listen to
that's
that
all it is.
Bad? A style?
It is a
he
style
can't sing.
Of
his,
singing.
His voice is ripped up.
That sounded really smooth. I think he could do that. He could sing smooth. It's just when he ends his... You just don't like that.
Yeah, this is just what he's doing now. I think he could do other stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
So...
You probably hate Tom Waits too, right?
I've always hated Tom Waits.
Okay, so this isn't your thing. Just admit that. This is not your thing.
No, it's not. Bad singing has never been my thing. If you get up there and sound
bad like... Bad singing has always been your thing.
Well, for me personally, yeah. But if you get out there...
I'm looking terrible. At the man in the mirror.
Jeremy, terrible.
But, no, I just... No, I don't like that.
Listen to that wizard...
It's awful. It's terrible. And you guys are fools. You're fools for taking up for him.
I'm not taking up for him, but I'm
you
not going
to. You are too. Yes, you are. You're a Bob Dylan kiss ass.
Gonna,
that's all you
I'm
are.
I'm not going to sit
and
here
he's
and
worse.
Just trash him for it.
No,
rip him like
because he's
you.
Bob Dylan. But I'm telling you, if we presented this and you had no template for Bob Dylan and this was just a guy making a record, here's a new guy, a new artist out there with a brand new song. And this
that's
came out.
That's not fair.
The hell it's
that is not.
Not
fair.
That's how everyone should
your
be judged.
Your stupid Rolling Stones band gets a free effing pass every time they come out with a record, so don't bring that up. That is not fair.
I don't
fair.
Like their records. I get excited when they make a record.
That is
why?
So completely
why?
Hypocritical for you
suck.
To say that.
No, it's not.
You
no,
follow
it's...
somebody's career. You follow the person. You follow the personality. You follow the legend. Yes, this is all part of it. I'm into Bob Dylan.
But the, yeah,
not
so
just
am I.
This record.
So am I. I love Bob Dylan. Love him. But I hate everything he's done for the past 15 years because he can't sing anymore. And if I did present this as an individual and this came out...
I'm going to stop in Carbondale and keep on going. That Duquesne train going to ride me night and day.
It would have been 10 seconds ago before you would have said, this sucks. Who the F is this guy? What's wrong with this guy?
I doubt it.
Does he have cancer?
I doubt it.
Something's horribly wrong with him.
I don't mind the way he's singing this song. Now, I don't think this song's particularly good.
You say I'm a gambler.
But I don't think this is an awful vocal performance by him.
It's one of his better.
But I ain't.
This is one of his better.
Yeah, it is.
Oof.
Listen to that Duquesne.
That should speak volumes on how bad it is then.
Sound like it's on a final.
We're out of time. Well, I'm going to go home and pray to Jesus that Ken Berry dies and that Bob Dylan does not make another record. It's a dual prayer tonight. That this is it. That the Tempest is it. You guys go on the road with him. Go check him out. Oh, that was great, Bob. You were great tonight, man. Over there playing keyboards for 3 hours. That's what we want to see.
You're just making yourself look like a fool now.
Okay.
That's what you're doing.
Right.
Because nobody's saying that.
Okay.
All right, give us a call here on the ticket. Who's right, us or Corby?
They're going to say him.
No, they're not. They'll say us.
You want me to read the tweets that I just got?
Sure.
Okay. Let's start from the... I went into the Bob Dylan song with an open mind, but that voice is not tolerable. Next, I honestly thought that Bob Dylan song was being sung by Ralph from the Muppets. That Dylan song was rough. I'm with you, Corby. Old age Dylan sucks. I don't often agree with Snake, but this Dylan stuff is crap. Rough. Okay?
Rough. Rough.
There. I'm done.
Yeah, these people probably watch network TV, too.
Yeah, they probably like the newsroom.
They are trying to pull you off sides and doing it quite successfully. That may be what I'm thinking right now. Is it you guys are doing a bit?
No,
you're doing a bit.
Maybe we are.
Calm down, girlfriends. That S sucks. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, somebody from who calls himself Chris the Kickass. All right, up next, Mark Folliwell joins us. We review TCU's new stadium.